Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark 11 and 22. Jesus had spoken to the fig tree, and it did what he told it to do. It obeyed him. Jesus spoke to the winds and waves, and they obeyed him. Jesus spoke to fevers, and they obeyed him. Today, if you and I were caught talking to a tree, or to the wind, or the water, or a fever, or a tumor, or a cancer, people think it's weird. They think we're messed up, when in fact we'd be acting like Jesus. And Christians, what are Christians? Christians, those who are disciples of His, those who are like Him. And we need to not be deceived by religious tradition that would take us away from acting like the Master, but get back to the Bible and do what He did. Act like He acted. Now, some people say, well, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that's Jesus. He's the Son of God. He can do that. But what, don't you think you can? That'd be presumptuous. You're just a worm of a man. You're just dust. You can't do that. Well, that's not what Jesus said. You might feel like that sometimes, but that's not what Jesus said. When they walked by and saw this fig tree dried up from the roots, it obeyed what He told it to do. They said, Lord, look, the fig tree that You cursed, how quickly it withered away. And He said, boys, have faith in God. And He took it as an opportunity to teach them about the faith law and about how to operate in it. Now, if this is only just for Him, why teach Him about it? Should have been no teaching. If He did this as the Son of God, and they can't do it, and we can't do it, there should have been no instruction on how to do it. Right? When they said how quickly it dried up, it should have read, yeah, boys, I can do that. But don't try this at home. Because you're not me, and you never will be. Couldn't He have said something to that effect? If that was the truth? If you read Matthew's account, Matthew 21, Matthew's account of this very same happening, it said when they remarked about it, he said, if you had faith, you'll not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but if you'd say to this mountain, be removed. It's Matthew 21, 21 and 22. Is He telling them they could have done that to the fig tree? Is He telling them they could have done what He just did?
Yes.
Yes. Now, religious tradition says no. But I'm going to go with Jesus on this.
Amen.
How about you?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Him. And if He said they could do it, which means we can do it, because we're all in the same. How many know many things Jesus said and did were not recorded? John said the world itself couldn't contain all the books that should be written. Then why was this selected out of all the things He said and did to be recorded for eternity, to be handed down to us generation after generation? Because it is talking to us. It applies to us. It is for us to put faith in us that we can believe what He said and do what He did. John 14 said, if you believe on Me, Jesus said, the works I do, you will do also. And greater works than these shall you do. Because I go to My Father. Why? If He had stayed here, the works would have just kept getting greater and greater and greater. But He didn't come here just to do those kind of works. He did those as an example for us, but He was on a short course to the cross to pay the price for our sins. But now we see after He paid the price and is raised from the dead, these works continued through the church in the book of Acts. Through apostles and prophets and evangelists and just laity.
Amen.
Miracles. Just like in the ministry of Jesus, well, how many know we're a part of that same church? And the book of Acts is really still being written. The Acts of the Holy Ghost through the church. I don't know what chapter we're on, but we're out there. And are you in the church? Are we in the church? Then we're in the book. Somebody say glory to God. Well, let's look at it then. If this is something we're supposed to be knowing and believing and living and doing, let's check up on ourselves. Are we doing it? Do we know how? Verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. Every one of these words is significant. He didn't just say have faith. What did he say? Now, boy, there's a whole seminar we could get into on this right here. Have faith, what? You got to watch about, and maybe I'll get into this later on. You got to watch about saying, I'm going to believe for this. I'm going to get this done with my faith. We're not just talking about faith in yourself. Did you hear me? If you got faith in me, faith that I will do something for you, it has to be based on something. What would it have to be based on? I believe Brother Keith's going to come over and cut my grass. What if somebody said, really, Brother Keith's going to come over and cut your grass? Yeah, I'm believing that he will. Well, did he tell you that he would? Nah, I hadn't even talked to him. But I'm just believing that he will because I have faith. Well, no, faith in me that I'm going to do something for you has got to be based on something.
Yes, sir.
On what? On what I told you.
Right.
Well, faith in God has got to be based on something.
Yes,
on what?
Word.
What he told you. So what did he say? Have faith in God. So watch now. That's why people have gotten into trouble and they've confused themselves and they thought they had a faith failure. There really is no such thing. Just confusion. But they tried to believe stuff and try to claim stuff just off the top of their head. They never heard from the Lord about it. And so they didn't have anything to stand on. So it's not just having faith. It's what? He said, have faith in God. That's what we're talking about here. He said, verse 23, for verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. You don't see it. You don't feel it, but you say it. And you believe that it comes to pass. What did Jesus say? You will have whatever you say. People mock us and make fun of us for teaching that, but we're quoting him, the master. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What areas does this cover? What things soever you desperately need.
No.
Desire.
Yes, sir.
What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe something. Jesus told us very specifically, don't just believe that God is real. That's good, but it's not what he said. That God's powerful. That's good, but that's not what he said. Even that it's God's will for you to have it. That's great, but that's not what he said. Believe. What did he say? Believe. That you receive them. Them what? The things you're asking for.
Right.
What do you believe?
You
hear people try to wax poetic in these times. Well, now I just believe that when God gets ready in his own good time and his own good way, if it's his will, is that what the Lord said, believe?
No.
What did he say, believe? When you pray, believe that you
receive
them. Well, what if it's not the will of God? Then you shouldn't be trying to pray about it. Huh? You're not ready to pray the prayer of faith until you know the will of God. Now, this is a foreign concept to a lot of Christians. But friend, you got to know the will of God or else you can't pray the prayer of faith. Well, how am I going to find the will of God? Now, that is the question, isn't it? The Bible said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We have a responsibility to find the will of the Lord. How in the world are we going to find the will of the Lord? It's closer than you might think. Anybody got a Bible around here this morning? Huh? There you go. Will of God. Will of God right here. And you got the Holy Spirit inside you if you're born again. As your teacher, as your instructor, and between Him and this living Word, if you'll seek Him, He'll reveal to you the will of God. But you can't be content to just bump around through life going, wow, you just never know what God's going to do. That means, wow, you can't pray the prayer of faith. You're in trouble. Because the just shall live by
faith
and walk by faith, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Didn't say it was challenging once in a while. It's impossible. There's no way you and I can please God in any part of our life unless we do it in faith. And like Brother Bosworth said in his book, Christ the Healer, faith begins where the will of God is known. Well, that's another way of saying Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by what? By hearing, hearing by the word of God, or if you read, look up those words, it's the anointed word. The anointed word. And of course, you're going to find out the will of God through the word of God. Now go with me to 1 Timothy 6, please. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and 12. 1 Timothy 6:12. Now we just got through reading Mark 11:24. We've been over this before if you've been with us. What things soever you desire when you pray, do what?
Believe.
Believe what?
Receive.
What does that word receive mean?
Take.
It literally means, if you look it up in the lexicons, it literally means take, T-A-K-E. In fact, that same word in the same King James Bible, same Greek word, is translated in English, take, numerous times in the same King James Bible. Believe that you take them and you shall have them. How are you going to take them? Now get it. He didn't say imagine that you take them. He didn't say feel like you take them. What did he say? Believe that you take them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Laying Hold, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303L. That's R1303L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.